30 years ago today, British troops opened fire on a civil rights march in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. 13 civilians died, and at least that many were wounded. The 3 decades of violence that followed was called the Troubles. A second British government inquiry is investigating the events, and 2 movies portrayed the day known as Bloody Sunday. David Darcy reports.
Paul Greengrass's film Bloody Sunday is not a documentary, although the director had made documentaries for British television, and he wanted his account of January 30th to look like one.
It's a traumatic event. It's the event that more than anything contributed to the Troubles lasting as long as they did. It was a tremendous blunder by the British Army. You know, I'm British and proud of it, and I think by and large the British Army have got a lot to be proud of in the way they handle the Northern Ireland situation. But in the early years, unquestionably, they made the problem worse, and there was no day that made it worse like Bloody Sunday.
Greengrass's British-Irish co-production limits itself to the events of Sunday, January 30th, 1972. The film draws heavily on the research of Don Mullen, who assembled an archive from hundreds of eyewitness accounts, which he published in the book Eyewitness Bloody Sunday. He also co-produced the new film. Mullen said he found more than 500 statements taken by the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Commission stored in plastic bags in a file cabinet in Derry, the Catholic name for Londonderry. He said the first investigation into Bloody Sunday considered only 17 of those statements.
That's why I felt it was so important that I would do a book, that I would, in a sense, present the civilian perspective of what happened that day, because you had this incredible consistency, you know, of people in different locations, people who'd saw in different sequences events happening, but they were all building up a very powerful pattern. And all of them were basically saying that the people who were shot were unarmed demonstrators gunned down by British paratroopers.
None of those soldiers was punished as a result of the initial Bloody Sunday investigation. More than 3 years ago, British Prime Minister Tony Blair agreed to a new examination of the day's events. Don Mullen's book helped prompt Blair's decision. Mullen himself was in the streets of Derry 30 years ago. He was 15 years old then.
I remember Michael Kelly, who was only 2 feet away from me to my left, just forward from me, grabbing his abdomen. And I remember his cry filling the air with disbelief. And he fell. And there are a couple of sequence photographs taken of that incident. And I'm clearly seen in the first one. It does appear by the second one that I've gone to his aid, although I have no memory of it. But I do remember a lot of gunfire then coming in on top of the actual barricade. And then I remember a bullet hitting above my head. I remember the wall bursting. And at that point, I came to my senses and I began to run. And the last memory I have is someone shouting, get down, they're firing live ammunition.
Non-actors who witnessed the events in 1972 were cast as extras in the film. The soldiers in Bloody Sunday are played mostly by British veterans who served in Northern Ireland.
They're shooting people! I have to get them safe! I have to go! I have to get them safe! Let me go!
Quick! Don't run! Jesus, don't shoot!
Filmmaker Paul Greengrass found no evidence in his research that anyone fired on the British troops, but he does not think that they set out to shoot civilians that day.
I think what they meant to do was to recklessly wade into a large crowd, try and arrest young men who were rioting, and teach them a lesson. I think that's what they thought they were going to do. I think they thought that when they did it, the IRA would be there, and you know, if they could be drawn into a gun battle, I think they thought that they could teach them a lesson too. But I don't think that they set out to kill innocent people. In fact, I'm perfectly sure they did not. But when you look back at it, you can see how it was bound. What happened was bound to happen.
If the film Bloody Sunday has a protagonist, it's Ivan Cooper, a shirt factory manager and Protestant who led the mostly Catholic civil rights movement in Derry, a mostly Catholic city.
But if you believe in the civil rights movement with all your heart and your soul, as I do, if you believe in what Gandhi and Martin Luther King believed in with a passion as I do, then in the end, with one single united march, we shall overcome. Thank you.
Cooper is played by Jimmy Nesbitt, the star of a popular British television series. Nesbitt is a Protestant from Northern Ireland. He says that for much of the filming, he was not consciously acting.
You spend most of your time as an actor sitting around, waiting to go on and do 2 minutes of work. Here, we were working all day, doing long takes. You know, half the time we didn't have a clue where the camera was. no concern about lights or waiting for tracks or dollies or anything to be set up. And ultimately, it's extremely freeing as an actor because it makes you think less.
But for filmmaker Paul Greengrass, capturing the look of 1972 Derry was another thing. The Catholic ghetto where the killings took place has been beautified through urban renewal. So Greengrass had to shoot in Dublin. He also had to recreate Northern Ireland's grey and black palette of 30 years ago.
There weren't a lot of colours around in the early 70s. People didn't wear coloured clothes. And even people's, you know, skin colour. I mean, you know, people were not healthy. You know, you live in a war, you get this kind of grey, pallid kind of look. And it's to do with lack of sleep and stress and, you know, fear and anxiety.
In the end, Greengrass says recreating the events of Bloody Sunday wasn't so hard, but for Britain and Ireland, watching them is another matter. His film, along with another written by playwright Jimmy McGovern, also funded with British government money, premiered there within the last week. Critics who generally support the British Army asked why they need to see it all again. So they don't forget, Greengrass says.
Finding the truth of Bloody Sunday is not some mysterious act of investigation. Anybody with any sense can look at, you know, the account of events and see pretty much what happened. The great problem is opening your eyes and looking and acknowledging what happened. That's the problem, not finding it out. And in a sense, that's what this film does. You know, I'm British, and it's time that we addressed this particular mistake. It was the worst mistake we made, and it did a lot to propel the conflict.
The British government's second investigation of the events of January 30th, 1972 is still underway. This time it's a public investigation with transcripts of all hearings posted on the internet. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwartz.